Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive. We are positively bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to Catonsville on Thursday. We'll be at the Fishmonger's Daughter, the newest location. It is now open by reservation. I was over actually at Beaumont having brunch before the Preakness on Saturday. So I will be doing Life is Great in 21228. I am in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Maryland party. The Leonard Raskin is in Orlando doing the business that he does that is the American dream. I'll tell you what, man, from Vegas to Disney World, we've got every European's dream. All we got to do is go to
There
New
we
York
go.
City, and we'd have
Right.
all of America covered, right? The Disney
That's
World,
it.
Vegas, and New York City, and you've been to America, right?
It's funny because when we were in Rome, well, all over Italy, when we were on the Italy trip, we had guides that were taking us to different places to see different things. And we would ask them, have you ever been to the States? Oh, I've been to New York City. And the one guy, he said, oh, my wife and I, we would love to go to Disney World in Florida. It was just so funny. This is their view of America. New York, Florida to Disney, and you're right, to Vegas. That's it. It's like, wait a minute, that's not
Well, you
America.
know, when Neil saved Jen's life, we had his bucket list, and we took him
Right.
on his. He had San Francisco on his bucket list, believe it or not. He
Wow.
had Los
Wow.
Angeles. He had Los
Okay.
Angeles on his bucket list,
Okay.
but it was the big three. It was,
Right.
and the other one, and this is for Asian people, is Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls is
Okay.
a big thing that if you
Okay.
come from Asia to go to New York City, you will go to Niagara Falls. You
There
will.
you go.
Because
Okay.
Niagara Falls is like a wonder of the world kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to see.
Yeah, but like I'm in Vegas and it's 101 minute and it's 50 the next minute and the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're watching baseball out here. The horse racing thing. I went to Preakness on Saturday and
Awesome.
I was
Small
unique.
crowd.
Well, I was unique at the pool on Sunday in Las Vegas because they were all like, "You went to Preakness. What was it like? What was
Right.
Laurel like?" And I'm like,
Same as Laura always is.
"Have you ever been to Laurel?"
Yes. Yes.
"Oh, you have." Okay. So
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people, A, that don't know anything about horse racing, people like you
Right.
that were like,
Right.
"I've never been to a Preakness," or "I've only went to
Right.
one Preakness and didn't see a horse, and I drank beer in the
Right.
infield or whatever."
Exactly.
There are
Exactly.
horse racing people, and then there are not. There are not a whole lot of people that just went to the track once because somebody took them or whatever. But
Yeah.
Laurel might as well be in Las
Another
Vegas.
world. Another
And
world.
I don't know very many people that are like, "You went to Laurel. Wow, Laurel?" And I'm like, it's some fantasy
But they
land
go
or
to
something.
DC. They go to DC
They
with
go
no
right past
problem.
it. Right. They go right
Right.
past it.
Nobody stops there. It's not a destination.
Well, it's
It's a
not on
nice
95
place.
either. It's on
You got to get
one.
off. You got to get off the road and drive a piece. But it's lovely. It's a great place. The grandstand's nice. The betting windows are easy. And the problem is you can't have the infields. What do they have? They said 4,800 people. It's small. It's
Well,
really small.
what
It's
I
intimate.
noticed in walking around was that A and my buddy Steve, who's a big horse racing guy, I saw him 5 times after we just kept running into each other, and we were only there a couple
Right,
hours because
sure.
I had to fly to Vegas. So
Right.
we're walking around and I got to talking to him, and he's like, "Hey," and he goes to the track a lot. He goes to Laurel. He's a horse racing guy.
Yeah.
Now, more than a gambler. He's not like a football
Right.
gambler. He's a horse racing guy, you know? So
I got it. Yeah, got it.
he said to me, all of those years they gave the Magma people, and I knew this intellectually. I've been on the radio a long time. I've talked about it, but I don't talk about it with people like you because you don't like care about horse racing. I don't
Yeah.
know very many people who do, right? Which is
I love
really,
it. I
that's the
love it.
dirty
I
little
love it.
secret. But you love it, but can you read the form? Do you go out there 3 times a week? No, you don't. Like, I don't know many
I
people
can.
that do.
A couple times, one or two a year.
Right. And like, I'm out at the OTB. I see people that are gambling. But the Laurel thing, when you
Right.
go there and you helicopter in, and my wife has only been to Laurel 3 times. I've
Yep.
probably been to Laurel 5 times in my life, and
Yep.
three in the
Yep.
last
Yep.
23 years of my marriage. It's nice. And you wonder, like, well,
It
why
is
is it
nice.
nice? And why is Pimlico torn apart? Well, the state gave the Magnet people $7 million a year every year, like the Orioles and the Ravens got their 600 million
Yep.
from the Stadium Authority
Yes. Yes.
to do whatever they wanted to do with it. And the Magna people
And
were trying to get the Breeders' Cup. And in trying to get the Breeders' Cup, they were trying to make Laurel, and they were trying to move, that there was a movement afoot to
the
move the
Preakness,
Preakness to Laurel
absolutely, the
because
Laurel.
it would involve DC, and DC would be able to embrace it, and the state could embrace it, and maybe they could drain the infield has a pond, dude. The infield has ducks and mallards and birds. Like, it's not a place for humans.
No,
So
no.
I went down there and just sniffed
Unless you want to have a
around.
swimming party.
And you're a duck. Yeah,
Right.
exactly.
I don't think it's deep. It's not deep.
But the one thing you notice about hanging around Laurel is like they have all of these rooms that look like the Queen of England could come and sit in there. They've
The
all been
conference rooms.
remodeled. They've all been, you know, there for eating and dining and fine
And
dining. And
there's also some tech rooms in there. I've been there for conferences.
oh, okay, I didn't know
Let's
that.
go. Oh yeah, let's go to Laurel for a conference. They hold 50 people, 30 people,
So
100
you're
people.
talking about in the big television room where they had, that's where the governor's party was. You couldn't get in there unless you were special into that part. But underneath it there is the clubhouse, and the
Yes, very
clubhouse
nice.
is all glass and it's beautiful, except it's missing one key ingredient: air conditioning. It is a giant glass
Sauna.
house,
Sauna.
but it has fans.
Yeah.
So the reason that they couldn't, as I've been explained, as it's been explained to me, I've not had anybody from the track ever reach to me or Maryland, these new people, the Sal
Right.
Sinatras begat, the Bill Knott, whatever these people are, never met them. I did get a press credential on Saturday, but I've
You
never
go.
met these people. And I
Right.
wondered why it was so empty. Leonard, you walked into the clubhouse and it felt like COVID because it
No.
was like empty. And as it turns out, they couldn't allow people in there because of breathing and 90 degrees and how hot it would be and how unsafe it would be to be in there. So even Laurel has this sort of weird half closed off thing going. I mean, I don't know what they're doing with horse racing, Leonard. I mean, you've
It's
admitted three
crazy.
times now that you
It's
like it
crazy.
enough to go,
Yeah.
and
I like the Black Eyed Susan Day.
they don't even do their best to get you there, I guess is my
Right.
point.
Well, that's the whole thing with Pimlico now. The rebuild is supposed to be magnificent. I haven't really studied the plans, but it's supposed to be amazing what they're doing there. They weren't going to move the track. Now they have to move the track because of the way they're going to construct the grandstand. And they're building a multi-purpose facility. It's supposed to be amazing. And if indeed the state wants the horsemen locally to win, they'll make that place, they'll build an amazing facility. There's no reason not to. At this point, they've got the money. It's dirt. They've literally knocked the place down. So if you now look, if you go out and buy a house, let's say you want to buy a beach house, you go buy the sand with a $10,000, 40-year-old home on there, and you knock it down. You better build the Taj Mahal. You better build an amazing home on that property, or you're an idiot. So let's face it, the state has built two really beautiful stadiums. Camden Yards is the envy of the league. They modeled how many other new stadiums after it or close to it. But you got the warehouse, you got the beautiful sight lines. It's an amazing facility. M&T's beautiful, easy access, great place, plenty of room inside to walk around. If they don't build a track that's fantastic, shame on them. It would be really a shame to not build a 2026 amazing facility there
It's
and
interesting to hear you
attract
say this
more.
because, like, you and I have not talked about this. But by the way, Leonard Raskin is here from Raskin Global. We're talking post Preakness, and I'll bring some more people on. And you know, I had Donna Brothers on last week, and I had Dick Girardi. I misconnected with Randy Moss, who's an insider, and I could talk football with him too. But at the track on Saturday, I ran into five people I know, and they were all horse racing people. They were people that go to the track. And I quizzed them in the hours I was there. I walked around the paddock, and my wife loves it, right? My wife loves looking at the horses.
Oh, they're amazing creatures. Amazing
I
creatures.
can't contain her. When I'm there, she leaves me and walks towards the horses. And I have pictures of her just admiring the horses because she loves horses, because she rode horses. She always says to me, "You never rode a horse. You've never been on a horse." I'm like, "I'm 57 now. I'm probably never
Not
gonna.
starting.
I'm not
Not
starting.
starting.
I'm not getting on that creature." So,
They're amazing.
I would say this for every person that I spoke to who loves racing, they believe in the new Pimlico, and they believe it's a place that they're going to want to go
That's it.
because it's like they have all said to me, it's going to be really nice. And I'm like, nobody even building it has said to me it's going to be really nice. I don't know whether it's blind faith or where you're like, hey, they're going to
I've
build a
not seen plans, but
dimensional,
I've heard.
multifunctional. You know, it's still in a neighborhood that's challenged. There's no question about that.
Well, one of the things also that came with the rebuild was a package to renovate and upscale and help the Park Heights community, which would be outstanding. Look, you've been to the Pimlico. You went to the Pimlico back in the day, didn't you?
The Pimlico Hotel?
Restaurant. The
Never in my
restaurant.
life. No,
Never?
no, no, no.
Oh, it was one of the best. It was one of the best. Gone. You know, that facility over there, across from on Northern Parkway, used to be the, was it the fire department or the police department training facility? You know, garbage. It's a garbage facility. They've moved to the University of Baltimore and are using part of the University of Baltimore to do training because the facility there was so bad because that area. It's the old Pimlico High School. But the state and the track was given a certain amount of money to help the community there rebuild
Well, I hope
and
it actually
step up.
happens. And I
I
hope the people
agree.
that are involved in it will come here and sit with me and tell me about it and be as excited about it as maybe some of the people were at Laurel the other day. I mean,
Get them. Get
if
them.
listen, Leonard, you and I go at this every week or try to every week,
Doesn't the
and
governor's a big part of it?
we talk Ravens, you talk Orioles, like, who comes up to me and talks to me about horse racing? Who comes up to me and talks to me about anything other than maybe Preakness week? I hear it for a minute and a half, but
That's
like,
it.
at
It's
least
got to be more.
when you
It's
and
got
I
to be
were
more for the
kids,
horsemen to stay.
well, you and I were kids, at least Vince Bagley read the results from the 8th and 9th and 10th races. And at the newspaper, when I worked at the newspaper 40 years ago, it began with there was a whole page of
Sheet.
horse racing,
That's
which
right.
you would put the entries in and the picks and the results. And then it became, well, we don't really need to put all the entries in or the long form, we can just put the name of the horse, the jockey, and the trainer. And then it was about
Nobody
space.
cares.
And
Nobody
then,
cares.
and I'll never forget this, one night we did not put the entries or the results in the late 80s. Mike Marlowe, my boss, we didn't put, he just cut them out. He just like said, I'll take the heat in the morning from the boss. I'm just not going to run them. And we didn't run them, and there wasn't one complaint.
Nobody cared.
And that
Nobody
was 40
cared.
years ago. And that's where I'm telling you, like, they're
I know.
telling me they're going to rebuild this race. They tell me they're going to move the race a week or two. They tell me the Triple Crown's coming back. They're telling me that horse racing's coming back. They're telling me that Fox and ESPN are going to bid for it and take it away from NBC. And it's going to be rebirthed and revived and rejuvenated and re-everything. And you know what? I don't believe it. And it's not
Who
that I don't
watches
believe
boxing?
in it. It's not that I
No,
don't
I get
believe
it.
in it or that I won't support it. I was at the freaking track on Saturday, right? Like, I'm not the guy, and I'm 57. I'm not young. So, like, anymore. Some days I feel younger than others, but
They got to get to 20 somethings. They
they
got to
got to
get to
figure
young.
out what they even are. And until they figure out what they are, I can't say that, well, the new Pimlico is going to be a success. Based on what?
No,
Based
I
on the
get it.
last 40 years, where the only day of the year they make money is
2 days,
Preakness Day?
one day, one day, right? Well,
So I am concerned about them, and I am heartened that you and I actually are talking about it, because you and I don't think we've ever talked about horse racing other than,
no, I'm
have you
sure.
ever been to Preakness? And you're like, no. And I'm like, well, then we better not talk horse racing with Leonard. He's probably not giving me the buyer's speed number. You know what I mean? So.
No, I love it. I think they're amazing animals. I love watching the races. I think it's fantastic. These
It's also
people
a
that are, of
place you probably
course,
don't have to twist your wife's arm to go to the track, right? Like she
no,
would go to
correct.
see the horses. She
Yeah,
that would she
absolutely.
put a hat on. You wouldn't have, you know,
Absolutely.
Kathy, my wife's the same way. If I say to my wife, "Hey, we're going to go to the track," she'd be like, "Hey, I'll put a hat on. It'll be fun. I love the horses." So it's not a tough sell in that way,
No,
right?
no, no. I mean, my hope is Preakness, Pimlico's back. Preakness is there. We go to the grandstand, watch the race, spend the day. We wouldn't do the infield. We're a little too old for
I
that.
don't know if there's going to
What
be a grandstand, Leonard. I don't know
do you mean? It's got to
the
be.
way the, no. The way they're building it, it's going to be like a hill. It's not going to look like a racetrack from all of the designs I've seen.
I don't know.
From the designs I've
They
seen,
got to
it's
attract the money. Where's the money going to be? Tents.
tents and temporaries. That you didn't go to the BMW of here, right? The golf tournament.
No,
I mean,
right.
they turned caves into a stadium, right? They,
Yeah,
I
right.
mean, they have those, they have those trailers that they bring in. Churchill did that for years to make money until they made it more permanent. Pimlico's done that. The infield was a big scene of that with Under Armour when Kevin Plank did his thing. He just brought in this giant outhouse, giant, trailer with glass and seats, and it shimmies a little bit, but they can put serving dishes and cold beer and whiskey sours in there. And
Well, we'll wait and see. Wait and see. But my hope is to go and see it. And I hope that it works. And I hope that they have some concerts there and that people go there. I mean, they've had a couple things, but they got to have more. They got to keep the track and they got to keep the horsemen. It's dwindling, and you're right. I mean, they got to get 20 somethings, 30 somethings interested
well,
somehow,
baseball's trying to
other
figure
than
it
one
out,
day.
right? I mean, all of these sports are trying to figure it out. Where I kid, but the bananas have captured
Imagination. The
whatever that it
imagination.
is
Yes.
that maybe Michael Jordan once did in the NBA, or LeBron did, or Fernando Mania did in baseball. Did you see the St. Louis Cardinals over the weekend? The kids were swinging their shirts. Google this.
I heard about it. I
Yeah, the
heard
kids were
about it.
swinging their shirts. The manager got in on it, and it wasn't some corporate thing rained down from the team president. Like everything's contrived about the Ravens and Orioles and
No.
their social
Yes,
media.
yes.
It's all a plan. It's all like a reality TV.
Right,
This was
right.
something that like happened. A bunch of kids that played ball showed up there, took their shirts off. Everybody started doing it,
And
and
there was a big thing from the government came out, right? Or from the team.
the team invited them down into the locker room to meet the
Like
player.
it's okay to take your shirt off or something. I saw that.
I don't even know what it was, but whatever it is, that's what they're trying to do in the splash zone with the Orioles, right? Like the Ravens don't feel like they need to do that. The Ravens feel like they need a center and they need a quarterback who's an MVP and they can win, and they don't need to sell you tickets 81 times a
And
year.
if they make the Super Bowl and win or lose, they got you for another couple of years.
Or if they open up their horse track 200 times a year and run the horses around that they want you out there, most of my gambling buddies say they don't really care whether you come or not. They care that people are gambling on the races from
Yes,
Pimlico
from wherever.
in Dubai, from
Right. It
all
doesn't
over the
matter from
world.
where. It doesn't matter from where they take
That
the handle.
it's just about the gambling. And I'm like, well, aren't we getting there with baseball and football now? It doesn't matter whether they play the
Yeah.
game in Rio or they play it Wednesday afternoon in
In
Pittsburgh, which they've done,
Australia,
wherever it is, as long as
Australia.
they can bet on it, we're all making money on it. As long as it
Yes.
plays on TV and we can bet on it, if people care about it enough. But the horse racing thing for me, a couple of days after this shocker Preakness and Laurel and the
Yep.
Great Kentucky Derby, which was an amazing race, like,
Preakness was a great race. Speaking of, forget all the rest. It was a great race.
but if we're going to invest in this, I'd like to think that you're not my only conversation of the week about the race, and you will be. And that's kind of a shame, as I see it.
Well, so let me ask you this. Let's do this. You're in Vegas. You're at a Maryland event, right?
The Maryland Party, and there
Which
are
is being held in Vegas, which is kind of odd, right?
at Steve Wynn's hotel.
It's
Well,
not being held in Maryland. It's not held at the Ocean City Convention Center.
That's
It's being held
makeup.
in
That
Vegas.
happens in August. Yes.
Right, but I'm just saying, so let me make a bet. Let's make a bet since we're talking gambling.
Oh,
Let's make a buck bet. I want you to bring up the track, the Preakness, the racing, With at least 10 people you run into. How long are you out there? A couple of days?
I'm still here a day and a half.
So in
I'll
a
be
day and a
attending a big
half,
party tonight. Yes.
a day and a half. Oh, so there you go. Talk to 10 people randomly. Ask them their thoughts about Preakness, Pimlico, whatever. I bet you every one of them has an opinion, a thought, an idea that just doesn't come up because it's not a thing except, like you said, 1 or 2 days a year. That's the problem. The Ravens are all year round. The NFL's all year round. Horse racing is all year round in Kentucky. It is. There's tracks, there's breeders, there's the whole thing there.
Well, it's
I
like
mean, I've been there.
NASCAR in Charlotte. It's the it's
Exactly.
like lacrosse in North Baltimore, right? Like it's a
Yes.
year-round thing.
Yes. So
Yes.
I think people will talk to you about it. I think they'll have interest in it. I think you'll be surprised, but it's not a thing if you don't talk about it. It's not an every day, let's talk about the track.
You say interest in it. Nobody ever comes up to me and said, "You see that jockey out at the track who's the leading rider, or that King Leatherberry, that trainer?" I mean, all the King Leatherberries and the Dale Capuanos and the names of all of these Nicky Zitos and the people that
Bob
train
Baffert.
horses.
Bob Baffert.
My buddy Stan Salter. His name was up. He calls the
Yeah.
races in Delaware
Yeah.
Park.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
his dad was a trainer, and their name was always on the. Remember the old pamphlets in the 80s? When you went
Yep,
to the track,
yep.
that they were like church hymnals. They were little books that
Yep.
you look through, and they had some ads in there. But they were the program at the track, and they were short program. They weren't
Racing
like
form.
the
So
Forum, which is a newspaper. Yes.
I worked my first real job that had a paycheck and a W-2 was for the we've talked about it, was for a farm store back in the day. And I remember very distinctly on our rack. You had the Sun paper, News American, whatever, whatever, and there you had the racing
Well,
form,
because you had to pick up the form because you're going to the track tomorrow.
and there were people that came
Right.
in. This was in Randallstown. Every day, you knew who they were, without fail, and got the racing form
Got to read the
every
form.
day,
You got to read the form
every
tonight,
day.
so when you show up tomorrow, you're ready to bet the horses. You know,
You know who you're betting.
put your work in. Put your work in.
You
Well,
know
I
who you're
talked to Dick
betting.
Girardi about that at
Now,
length last
well,
week. So,
now it's an app.
of
When I was
course.
in Keeneland, when I went to Keeneland last year, it's an app,
Listen to
and
you went to Keeneland? How do I not
yeah,
know about that? I've never been to Keeneland.
it's beautiful.
They
Oh
tell me
man,
Keeneland's beautiful.
it's magnificent. It is a magnificent facility, and people dress every day like it's Pimlico, like it's Preakness, like it's the Derby. It's a beautiful facility. We went there. I was there for a business conference, and it was one of these 9 to noon. They have the business conference, and noon the rest of the day you're off. So what we did was we had a conference 9 to 11, and 100 people got in a bus, charter bus, and 40 minutes, 25, 30 minutes later, we were at Keeneland, and we bet the ponies for the afternoon, had a big lunch, big dinner after. It was magnificent.
Yeah, my man Marty
Gorgeous
McGee
facility.
has been trying to get
Gorgeous
me to
facility.
Keeneland for 40 years. I finally made it to Saratoga. You know,
Okay.
I went to, and so fascinatingly enough, and then we can talk Orioles, Ravens, whatever. I don't think you really want to talk about the Orioles, Leonard.
Yeah, what for?
Leonard Raskin's here. He follows the American Dream. He's Raskin Global. I showed up at the track with my wife, and we were only going to be there a couple hours because I had to fly out to Vegas at 5 o'clock on Saturday. So I was up in the air watching the race, believe it or not. So I show up at the track. We walk into this empty-ish clubhouse because of the breathing issue and but it has no air conditioning, whatever. And these three little whippersnappers come up to me, and I wanted to think they might have been 12, 13, because they were kind of not post puberty. They were not 16 or 17, but they
Got it.
weren't 8 or 9, but they were
Yeah,
like
sure.
middle school kids,
Yeah,
like,
got
and
it.
they were all bow tied up. They had little hats on. They had those seersucker jackets, right? And they had microphones and cameras, and they had little passes. They weren't the media pass that I had. They looked at me, they're like, "Hey, you got the real media pass. We got these." And they were the sweetest kids. There were three
That's
kids.
funny. That's
And
funny.
so they were so they wanted to interview me. And they had one of
Awesome.
those little fuzzy mics that all the
Yeah,
girls have now. And so
sure.
they had the little fuzzy mic, and they interviewed me. And then I talked to them, and I said to them, "What are you guys doing?" And they're like, "Well, we came down from Saratoga." We
Oh
have a
my God.
TikTok channel, okay?
Oh my
And I
goodness.
got their names. They were 12 and 13 years
That's
old.
awesome.
And I said, "Where are your parents?" And they got like real coy and they
Right.
might have been in trouble. And they're like, "Well, really, my mom brought us down. My mom knows we have dreams of being a journalist and covering
Right.
horse racing.
It's
I've met
awesome.
three boys who live in
That's
Saratoga
awesome.
whose dream is to
How
cover
great is
horse
that?
racing."
How great is that?
So
They got to get in touch with Bob Costas.
I ran into Jason Newton from
Yep,
WBAL who
sure.
was doing
Yeah.
live hits. I said to Jason, "You got to go find those three kids down there and bring them on."
Yes.
And they even said, "Now, this is the funniest part, and you'll appreciate this, because I know you chase your kid around with band camp, and I don't know how much you
Absolutely,
were into
sure.
band.
Oh,
The
all right.
mom, I never met the mom. The three boys got dropped off at the track by their mother. They're like,
That's great.
she's back at the hotel. She drove us down, and I'm like, does
That's
your mom
outstanding.
not like horse racing?" And they're like, "She doesn't really care about horse racing, but she just knows we love it."
That is so
And isn't
awesome.
that sweet?
That's
So I met
fantastic.
these kids, and I have
Did you
their
get their
card.
names and
Yeah, I
their
got
yeah,
their. They
you gotta get them on the
gave
radio.
me their card, Leonard.
You gotta get them on the show,
They had a
dude.
business card, dude, these
Well, guess what?
kids.
Guess what? If they got a following on TikTok, they're gonna be making money at 12 and 13.
I think they told me they had like 500 followers. They were really proud of their
Okay.
number. They
That's
had their
good.
number.
Wait till they get to 500,000. TikTok start paying them.
So this is what I'm saying. What I said to people is these are the people that the Maryland Jockey Club needs to meet, these kids and the mother,
Yes.
and make sure that they're at
Yes.
next year's Preakness, and make sure
Absolutely.
you get them on the television programming, because you need young people.
And TikTok's where they're watching.
And you know why these kids, they told me this. You know why these kids love horse racing? And they had funny upstate New York accents. They had like a
Yeah,
really
yeah.
they had a really interesting little accent. And they said, "We sold water outside the track, made a lot of money." They said to me,
Huh.
"We made a lot of money. There's your capitalism, Leonard
Right,
Raskin, right there." They're
amen,
like, "We're
brother.
making a lot of money selling water outside the track in the summer during the meet." So these
Right.
kids are industrious. You mentioned selling newspapers. I
That's
I
right.
sold newspapers.
Beautiful.
So these were
Yep.
kids were hustlers, and
I
they
like
have
it.
fallen in love with horse racing because it's in their town. It
Right.
takes over Saratoga in the way that it takes over Keeneland. It does not take
It's
over
beautiful.
Laurel. It does not
Right.
take over
Pimlico.
Pimlico or Upper Park Heights, right? It just doesn't. And it
Well,
doesn't
they
take.
have that's what they have to get happening. They have to make that a destination when the season is the season. And they got to figure out how to do that. And hopefully they're working on that. Hopefully they can find a way to do that. I think it'll be great. And I think it'll be great. And those kids, they're I love it. Capitalism and profitability and a passion. And you hear all these people out there in our world, sadly in our country, worried that you can't get ahead anymore. That America is not the place it used to be. I say bull. You can get ahead doing anything. You can get ahead selling water at Saratoga. You can get ahead. There is no question that you just have a great idea, a better product or service than other people. And as Steve Jobs, when he came out with the first little, what was it? Not iPad. What was the little with the tunes on it? The iTunes. The iPod.
iPod.
Yes. Thank you. The iPod was the first one, lost it. And his thing was, I'm not giving people what they want or need. I'm giving them what they didn't even know they needed, and soon they won't be able to do without. 1,000 songs in your pocket. And look at what Apple's become. Amazon needed to send books to their house. Go to the bookstore, go to the library. Amazon, AWS, can't live without it. Can't live without it. That's what it's about. And if these kids on TikTok find a following, come to Pimlico, like you said, get people to come out, I don't care what it takes.
Well,
The world has
I was
changed.
heartened by that, running into
It's
these three
awesome.
young
It's
men. So
awesome.
I will have them. I'll find them and their mother. I'll find the kid's
Yeah,
mother.
right. Get
But
them
they made
on.
their way. So I mean, I don't really want to talk about the Orioles with you. I mean, at this point,
No, there's nothing to
you,
talk about.
They're playing
baseball. So what?
I'm frustrated. People are frustrated. They're in Tampa. Luke and I will reconvene later on in the week. Tell me what you're doing with the American Dream and doing things like, I'm out here seeing. I had a great conversation with a couple of Bill Cole's people. Bill Cole's one of his employees, AJ's his wife is with us this time, Kobe. So we have to behave with the boys out here this time. So, we're out in the cabana and she hasn't really seen Vegas like modern Vegas, and she's been walking around and she's like, the amount of ingenuity, every room, every hallway, every piece of art, Steve Wynn has thought about that in the way that you mentioned Steve Jobs and these innovative people. But you don't have to go far to see innovative things or people, to your point, making products and doing things that make the American dream. But I come out here to Vegas, and every time I come, there's something that, I was with Ryan Ripkin at dinner on Sunday night, and he had never seen the Fremont Street experience. And I was trying to explain to him, I'm like, 30 years ago, nobody had ever seen anything like the Fremont Street experience. And think of how far, I said, in your 30 years old, you wouldn't even have any idea how Vegas always gets the first cool thing, like the
That's
Sphere,
it. The
all of
Sphere.
those
Who's there
things,
now? Are the Eagles back there?
No doubt, no doubt. Gwen
No doubt.
Stefani was at the Sphere this weekend. Yes.
I'm thinking they're supposed to be doing a sphere in Baltimore.
At the
A mini
National
sphere.
Harbor, National
A mini
Harbor.
sphere. National Harbor, right.
Right.
And that's a place that transformed itself, right? It was nothing.
Well, they get me down there to Bruno Mars, and they'll get me down there to
Exactly.
see Sammy Hagar next month.
Absolutely. But when the sphere's there, they'll start drawing even
Well, I mean,
more.
I guess dreamers dream the dreams, right? That is the
And then they
American
make it
dream, right?
happen. That's what it's
I
about.
dreamed
That's
of
the
doing a little AM radio station and talking sports, and
And
here I am
here you are,
35 years
30
later,
years.
still pissing
Right.
people off,
So, right. Amen. Well, as they say, if you don't have enemies, you ain't doing something right. That's the way I look at it.
There you go.
So let's help people with their money. Let's help them do great things, save, grow, invest, and go to the Pimlico, go to the Orioles, go to the Ravens, do what you want to do. Make it happen. Go to these places, experience your life, because guess what? It ain't a dress rehearsal. We ain't got another one. So live every day, make it magnificent, and see the world. Get
You've
out there.
inspired me to have two drinks at the pool today at the
All right.
Maryland party.
10 people, at least 10 people, ask them about the track, Pimlico horse racing. You're going to get 8 out of 10 are going to talk about it and have a thought about it.
And
That's what
I
I'm
want,
betting.
and the 8 out of 10, I want to ask them, like I've asked you, when's the last time you went to the track?
Absolutely.
Right.
Let's convene next week. Let's find out the answer.
I mean, I can, the Oriole things like that too. I talk to people about the Orioles and say, yeah. Do you go to the games? No, yeah, watch them
No.
sometimes.
No.
And they've made it harder to watch them, which is, part of the issue too. Horse racing just doesn't
Yeah.
come to you. You know what I mean? You got to go find
Well,
it. And I
right.
found it this weekend down at Laurel. Laurel's lovely. If you get a
Beautiful.
chance to go to Laurel, you're not going to have a bad experience at Laurel.
No,
Like,
it's
people
great.
think Laurel's kind of nice, like
It's
in a
very
way that I
nice.
had forgotten that it was kind of nice. So, not Camden Yards nice, but nice enough.
No,
Brady
but
Bunch
nice.
nice. Nice the way I like it.
Absolutely.
Old school nice. He is nice. He
Amen.
is Leonard Raskin. He is Raskin Global. He will do nice things with your American money and your American dream. Meanwhile, Luke is doing
American
nice
money
things. Yeah, with
or any
our
other money.
WNST Tech Services, all brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. If you're on it, whatever the Orioles are doing. And by the way, the biggest conversation I've had at the pool out here is who's going to play center for Lamar? We're going to try to get to the bottom of that as well. We are
Find that out.
WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.